Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Come and knock on our door.
Hey! The doors of the Get Up Church are open.
Get up in the morning. Get up.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, and yes, this is the day the Lord has made. We'll rejoice, and we will be glad in it. I'm up and ready to have a great day, and I sure hope you are, too. Good morning, Griff.
Thank you, E, on this Friday, Junior. And I know what you're about to say. Let Thursday be Thursday.
Great.
Okay. Hey, Erica, on this Thursday.
All right, good people, listen, we've got the Faith Walk on the way, and we've got the birthday shout-outs, and 11 minutes after the hour, Sybil will give us the news, so stick around for that. But we got to open with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we just thank you, and we praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify you. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for the new mercy that you give us every single morning. Thank you for covering us with your blood, keeping us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you for your hand of protection. Thank you for your hand of provision. We appreciate your goodness and your mercy, Lord. We'll tell the world that you save, heal, and deliver. Thank you, God, for all that you've done, but we live in great expectation of what is to come. God, prepare us for what you have prepared for us. I thank you, God, that your word says you'll never leave us nor forsake us, so we are not alone. And so we thank you for being with us every step of the way. Through this day, we give you glory, honor, and praise, because it's already yours, Jesus. In your name, I pray, thank God, amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Cheryl. How are you today?
Wonderful, thank you. How are
awesome,
you?
Awesome, awesome. Post-birthday. Post-birthday.
Right. Still feeling the residuals. But come it's on. Good. It's a whole bunch of love, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely awesome. All right, guys, let's get to this good gospel music from Charles Jenkins, Brian Courtney Wilson, and Kirk Franklin coming this hour. Here is Windows by Pastor Mike Jr. on Get Up Morning.
Wake up.
Sybil's got what you need.
You know.
This. Listen to the Fatal Attraction podcast. Yes, that's right. TV1's Fatal Attraction is now available daily. Go to the UrbanOnePodcast.com or wherever you get podcasts. Sybil, what's happening?
It's Sybil Wilkes with what you need to know. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas doubled down on comments recently about responding to pro-Palestinian protest. Cotton urged people to forcibly remove pro-Palestinian protesters blocking traffic on the major roads and bridges, such as those that took place this week. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators blocked roadways in Illinois, California, shutting down travel into some of the nation's most heavily used airports. Pete Buttigieg visited Shiloh, Alabama last Wednesday to hear concerns from black residents about persistent flooding caused by a highway widening project. The community has a history of flooding, jeopardizing generational wealth and safety. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis is an uncommon and frequently fatal lung disease that's difficult to diagnose. IPF is a disease that causes scarring or fibrosis of the lungs. It's the most common type of pulmonary fibrosis, a group of serious lung diseases that affect the respiratory system. Contributor Cori Malone, in her effort to continue to educate us about voting and elections, writes about the Arizona Supreme Court that authorized enforcement of a law banning most abortions. The law predating Arizona statehood provides no exceptions for rape or incest and allows abortions only if the mother's life is in jeopardy. Arizona's highest court suggested doctors can be prosecuted under the 1864 law, though the opinion written by the court's majority didn't explicitly say that. Penn State's College of Liberal Arts launched a series of racial disparities in healthcare and law enforcement. The series aims to prevent incidents like the death of Osagie Osagie, who was shot by police during a mental health check. Sabrina Fulton, Trayvon Martin's mother, gave a lecture where she encouraged seeking help for mental health and created the Circle of Mothers program for mothers who lost children to gun violence. I'm Sybil Wilkes. Be informed, be empowered.
In the game, it's Griff's Get Up Sports Minute.
I Hate the Homies episode 95 is out right now. In the NBA, Kobe White had 42 for the Bulls to eliminate the Atlanta Hawks 131-116. The 76ers just got past the Heat 105-104. Jimmy Butler played on a bad knee all game. So now Chicago takes on Miami for the lose or snooze game. That's whoever wins, whoever loses is eliminated, and then whoever wins will play the number one seed. So, and then they're 2-2, and they haven't played since December. So it's going to be a really good game tomorrow. And in the NFL, this is random. It came out that the Atlanta Falcons didn't hire Bill Belichick because Robert Kraft called Arthur Blanks, the owners, and told him don't trust Bill. So owners can talk. That's old news. Belichick ain't in the league this year. Let it be. He was awesome, and now he ain't. I'm Griff, and that's your quick sports minute. Cheryl with the birthdays.
Thank you, Griff. Not a lot of celebrity birthdays today. Like, the only one I see is Robert Hooks, and he's an older actor. But
I like Robert Hooks. That's the homie.
Happy birthday, Robert. Anyway, if it's your birthday, you know the drill. You get a chance to shout it out coming up in 15 minutes on the birthday shout outs on Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Get up.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Faith Walker.
With Erica Campbell.
Right now.
Amen.
The Faith Walk.
Faith Walk on Get Up Morning.
So I was reading my devotional, my daily devotional in the Bible app yesterday, and the scripture was Lamentations 3, 22, 23. We know this one. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Now, the thing that's kind of that's kind of funny to me about this scripture is everything before this is death, doom, and destruction. We know the children of Israel wanted a different God, and they was making idol gods and not serving God, and they was wilding out, basically. And God kept giving them mercy, waking them up every day, providing for them. And even though they was living crazy and wilding out, they were very much aware that it was because of God's goodness that they were not consumed, that his compassion had not failed. And every morning he gave them brand new mercy, and they were saying, great is his faithfulness. Listen, I don't care how low you get. And you can be down in the dumps, and you can be talking about woe is me, and it ain't nobody, and I got more problems than everybody else. You can do all of that if you want to, but there is going to be something that's going to let you know. Now, you know good and doggone well God done been there for you. And some of these problems that you're going through are because of the choices that you made in life. And sometimes things just happen, but it does not mean that God is not good. That's hard to say for some people, because some people, you know, have had it harder than others, no matter what your life has been. You know, the ups and downs, the disappointments, the heartbreaks, the heartaches, and, you know, the waiting and the wanting. I get it, but it does not mean that God is not good. Because every day you wake up in the morning, every day you have brand new mercy, and you have another opportunity to live and to breathe. And so I want us, as we are realistic and honest about where we are, also be honest about the goodness of God. Also about the times that he has kept you. Also be honest about the times that he protected you and you didn't even know you were in danger. The thing that they would pray all the time over us, God, thank you for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen. The things that I didn't even know you were protecting me from. God, I thank you. So yes, you can acknowledge your problems, but you gots to acknowledge, and yes, that's bad English, but you know what I'm trying to say. You gots to acknowledge that God is still good. Even when it don't feel good, he's still good. Even when you're waiting, he's still good. Even when it don't turn out how you want it to turn out, he's still good. He is a good, good father. And so I want us to rest in that and just thank him for being good today, for his kindness, for his tender mercies. Thank him for his steadfast love that never fails. Thank him for his faithfulness. Thank him for brand new mercies. Thank you, God, for the things that you've kept me from. Whew. That'll get me excited. I don't know about you, but that's my faith walk for the day. All right, good people. Now it is time for the birthday shout-outs. 877-242-2426. 877-242-2426. Whose birthday do you want to celebrate today? Celebrate with us right here at the Get Up Church. Give us a call and let us celebrate your loved one with you today. 877-242-2426. It's Get Up Morning.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Wake up and praise.
Right here.
Get up mornings
with Erica Campbell. Get up.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell. Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. 877-242-2426.
And I know y'all know what time it is.
Birthday shout out.
Right now.
Go. Denny's is excited to continue his years-long sponsorship of the Tom Joyner Fantastic Voyage. We love supporting the Tom Joyner Foundation and our beloved HBCUs. E, it's time for the birthdays.
Birthday shout-out time. Let's see who we have on the line today.
Good morning. This is Cynthia Thomas calling from Warner Robins, Georgia. I would like to wish a happy birthday to one of my BFFs, Darylin Hines of Macon, Georgia. Have a great day.
Jamira Hall. I'm calling from Atlanta for Decatur. And my grandma, Wendy, she's my number one fan. So happy birthday to her.
Okay, my name is Jackie Robinson. I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida. And I'm calling to wish my best friend, Carmen Michelle Nelson, a happy birthday today. Thank you, Lord, and bless her and her family, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Yes, good morning. My name is Benita Bandon. I'm calling from Huntersville, North Carolina. I'm calling to give my auntie, Aunt Loretta, a very happy birthday shout out. Happy birthday, Aunt Loretta. I love you.
Okay. My name is Park from Durham, North Carolina. I'm calling for Jackie Fuller, who's 65 on the 19th. Kendall Hampton, who will be 16 on the 21st. Gregory Hampton will be 41 on the 26th. Want to wish them a happy birthday and let them know I love them.
Good morning. My name is Asia Johnson, calling from Charlotte, North Carolina. And my birthday shout out is to myself. My birthday was April the 13th. And if anyone asked me how I made it this far, it was by the blood of Jesus. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Debbie, and I'm calling from Columbia, South Carolina. And I would like to wish my pastor, Reverend Kerry A. Grady at Reed Chapel AME Church, a very, very happy birthday.
Woo! There,
go ahead, Griff. I know you got birthdays.
I got a huge one. Happy birthday to the Dow twins, Kristen and Brianna, my nieces, Jeff and Victoria's kids, man. I love them to life. They're awesome.
Yeah, those are some good people. Those are some good people.
Well, yeah, listen, they are.
I loved all the best friends in the birthday shout outs today. That is so cool. Yeah. Listen, y'all, stick around. It gets better and better right here on Get Up Mornings.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, loving Jesus and loving you on a thankful Thursday, April the 18th. Up and having a great day. Listen, coming up this hour, I'll have the Erica-ism for the day. Griff's got the joys and concerns. And 11 minutes after the hour, the E and G True Hollywood Bible
Brand
Story.
Brand new one.
Ooh, it's going to bless you good. Music from Jonathan McReynolds, Ricky Dillard, and Anthony Brown in Group Therapy. Here's my song, Do You Believe in Love, on Get Up Mornings.
Say, kids.
What time is it?
Story time.
Yes.
The E and G True Hollywood Bible Story.
It's in the book
on Get Up Morning.
And you know it's our fave. Griff, tell them which one it is today.
It is a brand new one. We haven't even heard it yet. It's out of 1 Samuel. It's David and Saul. I'll say that. How about that?
Here it is on Get Up Mornings.
Oh, man. Such a great morning today.
You know what? I was thinking of this song. I think the last few words of that song just came up. Wow. I think, okay, so where's my pen? Where's my feather? Where's my feather? Ah, here it is. Okay. Let me just go. Every time I hit your line, you come through on time. Oh, God, that's good. Oh, man, check this out. I think I may just go and sing this for the king. Oh, my God, the king will love this song. Oh, my goodness, I got to get out of here. Where's my stuff? Oh, my goodness, where's my harp? I need my harp. I have to have my harp. The king's going to love this.
Meanwhile, in the palace, an evil spirit from the Lord came upon King Saul.
Yeah, I came in the kitchen for something. Oh, being king is... I came in here, I left there, I walked in here. Man, all of a sudden, I am mad. I just feel... you know what? Out, stupid cups and stupid saucers. I need somebody to yell at. This don't make no sense. I got this giant castle. Ain't nothing going on. Ain't no TVs in here. Cause somebody invented TV. I'm just mad. Right. Let me stomp to my throne. Cause I'm mad. I was happy a minute ago, but now I'm mad.
Please, Your Majesty.
Boy,
peace be still.
Calm down.
Hold on a second. Here come stupid David. Let him in.
Your Majesty,
David.
Oh my goodness, I have a song for you that you are going to love. I hope this song bless you. It is so good. I'm so excited about it.
Okay, calm down, David. Let me hear it. Go ahead.
Every time I hit your line, you come through on time. Every day you cross my mind. When you with me, everything's
alright.
Hold on
one second. Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Somebody give me a spear.
Here you are, sire.
Okay, do it. Sing it again. Let me get my spear. One more. From the top.
Oh, my God. Every time I hit your line,
You come through on time.
Every day you cross my mind.
Every day you cross. How about cross this, David? David!
No!
How about this, David?
No!
Now look at you! Give me another spear! Every time I cross my line! Get out of here! You make somebody sick! Oh, now he want to jump out the window.
God.
You better jump out the window, David. You better. So mad. Stupid song. Every time I close my eyes. Get out of here, David. I'm so mad.
Saul tried to pin David to the wall with his spear, but David eluded King Saul, and that night made his good escape.
Every time I hit your line, you come through on time.
Didn't I tell him don't play? He's just going to play it again. Guards!
Oh, God.
Yes. World
that
famous.
Was so
baby.
Good.
Let's
oh,
go.
God.
Oh, God.
That was Jordan Armstrong as David. That was good, Vinos. That was good.
Not well, the Hanna-Barbera run.
No, right. I love
it.
With the feet.
Right.
Oh, God. So good. Read the scripture, y'all. Read the word of God. I'm telling you, it's life-changing. Stick around. We got more. The Erica-ism is on the way on Get Up Mornings.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Real talk.
Real talk.
The Erica-ism of the day.
On Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Yesterday was a very, very full day. I had the honor, the privilege to sing at the homegoing service for Sandra Crouch. Yesterday they laid her to rest. But it was a beautiful moment because there were so many family legacies in the room. So you had Winans in the room. You had Hawkins in the room as we laid to rest Sandra Crouch. And when I tell you, for me, they were pivotal and foundational artists for me that I listened to growing up. What I loved about all three of those families is not only were they gospel, was their reach was far beyond just the church. And while they were all very clearly Jesus, without a doubt, from the Hawkins with Oh Happy Day to the Winans, you know, so many songs, and, you know, to the Crouch family. I mean, every song, traditional song that we sing in church is almost by either Sandra or Andre. And their foundation, I told them yesterday that I feel like Mary Mary is a ripple in a gospel river that is full with those different families. Of course, along with so many others, being everything from the West Coast, from Daryl Coley to James Cleveland, so many others. But to be able to honor her, and we had the privilege of singing Completely Yes. And it was just such a blessing, but it was, to me, the faithfulness of God, because I remember being a little girl sitting in audiences or just listening to their music at home, wishing that I could meet them or know them. And I'm sitting on the front row and I turn around and Lynette Hawkins Stevenson is sitting behind me. Oh, and I can't hardly catch my breath because I can't believe that she's sitting behind me. So I muster up the courage. Yes, y'all, I still have these moments. I muster up the courage to tell her how much I love her and how much she's meant to me and how much she encouraged me as this beautiful church girl who was singing all over the world, who was people still singing, you know, so many of their songs. And she's sitting there with her mouth open about me. And it's not normal to me yet. Marvin Winans coming in going, oh, the Marys are here. Like, oh, it's just, wow, God, really? This is amazing. Or Bishop Kenneth Omer, who was so decorated and such a giant in the faith, talking about me and Tina and our impact. Or Donnie McClurkin standing up as soon as we sing. Now, I listened to Donnie McClurkin in my raggedy Toyota 1990 Toyota Tercel. One of my windows didn't go all the way up. My radio was raggedy. One of the seats didn't go all the way forward. I remember listening to stand in my car going, maybe I'll meet him one day. And he's standing up while God is so faithful. And while I'm laying this legend to rest, I'm a part of the celebration. Now, I know for y'all, you guys are like, well, yeah, of course. But just let me share the genuine gratitude in my heart for God allowing me this time and this space. I have never sat in the position of, I'm just as good as you, I'll be there one day. No, my heart has always been, God, if you would just give me the chance to even be in the same room. I'm sitting right next to BB and Marvin Winans, and we're laughing and talking. I'm going, this is really my life. This is crazy. I'm still humbled. I'm still honored. I'm still grateful. I still am full of gratitude. And I pray that my efforts in gospel music and just in the kingdom, period, bring people to Jesus, bring God glory. And make them proud. I love when they smile, people that I have loved. I love when they encourage me and say, you're doing a great job. It means so, so much to me. And so I just wanted to share my gratitude. That's my Erica-ism. The service was amazing and beautiful. Now, it was long because that's what happens when you lay to rest at Legendary. We got there at 9, and I didn't sing until 2 p.m., ladies and gentlemen.
When was it over?
About 3-something.
Awesome.
Yeah, they had a little Aretha Franklin on it, just a little bit.
I love that you still get it. Like, I love that you ain't even there. Like, man, Donnie Marvin, you like Donnie Marvin.
Like, this is crazy. Wow. Absolutely. It's just, man, God is so good. God is so faithful. He'll put you in the company of great people just because you want to give him glory. All right, guys. Oh, I'm full now.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Time for Joys and Concerns
on Get Up Morning.
Well, saints of the Most High God, we are coming to you live from the Get Up Church of our Lord, Baptist, non-denominational, AMECMEENGLMNOP, Apostolic Church of God in Christ. All right, now, Griff, let the Lord use you.
Thank you, First Lady Pastor.
You're welcome.
Happy birthday to the Dow twins, Christian, whose last name is Darby now, and Brianna Durham in this place, Bull City. Hey, Melissa, way in the water. But first, giving honor to God who is ahead of my life, I like to say I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord one more time, Elder Cheryl, because he brought me from a mighty, mighty long way, Brother Vinos. I could have been dead, sleeping in the grave, but God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Yes, yes, yes. I told you yesterday I had a doctor's appointment. Well, the plan was, I thought, so here's what it is. It's miscommunication. So Lanika and Roz, my manager, got together and they was like, we gonna make him go to the doctor. And Roz was like, I'll set it up. And So yesterday, I was excited. I wasn't even like, I don't want to go. I was excited. I was like, let me go. I know. I feel all right. I'm singing Erica Campbell music in my ear. I find out it's in Atlantic Station, which is an hour from my house. I got to go home, take care of my dogs, go right back. I was having problem parking. Couldn't get the QR code to load. And by the time I got in the place, the lady said, "Oh, Mr. Griffin, you're going to have to reschedule. You late." Now, let me just tell you about having a spouse that's made of pixie dust. My wife is so happy and positive, and I was so mad. I didn't even talk for an hour. And Lanika was like, "It's fine. Don't let the devil." I said, "The devil's not doing anything. It's me."
Ooh, that was all your demons got mad.
Right. I know, the blood. That's what I was saying to myself. Is somebody else in their car right now saying, "Griff is fine. You can go next week." You're right. You get Zane. You're all right. Is somebody else saying, "Griff, Lanika is a whole unicorn"? You're right. You get Zane. You're all right. But if you like me, and you know, I'm so blessed to have a wife that walks on clouds of joy that I get to say, "Ain't he all right?" I was so mad. I was, time. You know I'm OCD with minutes and time. Right. And I just, oh, man. And my wife was like, "It's fine. Go next week." I was, "It's not fine. I can't go next week." Yeah, it was.
You was dedicated to your mad.
I was dedicated. I had the hat. I was wearing mad clothes.
Ain't nobody got
mad juice.
I had mad shoes. I had the mustache with the snidely whiplash. I was going.
You was King Saul.
Thank God for Lanika.
I was King Saul.
Thank God for Lanika, Jesus.
Man.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Get up in the morning, get up in the morning.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, loving Jesus and loving you on this thankful Thursday, April the 18th. We good in the Get Up Church?
Amazing.
Awesome.
Amazing
sauce.
In the Get Up Church.
Griff, what you got?
Oh, I do have something. I have, you ever wondered what happens when love turns fatal? Check out the new season of TV1's Fatal Attraction Podcast. Thank you, Beanos. Join us on a gripping journey through love triangles, financial ruin, betrayal, and mystery. Gain new perspectives on intriguing criminal cases and explore the motives behind them. If you're interested in true crime stories with a suspenseful twist, then the Fatal Attraction Podcast is perfect for you. You can listen and subscribe on the Urban One Podcast Network. Go to UrbanOnePodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. All right, guys. Coming up this hour, Wake Up and Win with Dr. Willie Jolly. His message today, think and grow richer and richer.
Woo! I love him.
I do, too. He's our He still your pawpaw girl?
Yeah, hey, absolutely. What did you talk about? And we the same,
he's not your friend, and his wife are wonderful friends. I tell you, they're wonderful people.
Me and Griff both want grandparents. My grandmother's is gone. I never knew my grandfather. Gotcha. So
right. So
yeah,
I'm
like, I got a grandma. I got a grandma.
Man.
Y'all pray for us.
Gotcha.
We on the market for grandparents.
We on the market.
We got music on the way from Yolanda Adams, Tasha Cobbs Leonard, and Corinne Hawthorne. Here's Josh Bracey with Blessed Be the Name of the Lord. Yolanda Adams with Open My Heart on Get Up Mornings on this thankful Thursday. So listen, I'm not sure if you guys have seen this story in the news, but a Texas mother is facing abandonment charges after police allege she left her two children, aged 6 and 8, alone for several days while going on a cruise. Lakeisha Woods Williams was arrested and booked into jail last Thursday, according to the police records. Williams, 29, was charged with abandoning her children and held on $25,000 bond. Okay, so here's why I wanted to talk about this, because, you know, when back in the day, people would leave their kids, you know, if you knew you were coming home, you got off work at 6, your kids are out at 3, there's a few hours, they're home, latchkey kids, get in, do your homework, right. You know, prep dinner. But 6-7 days to go on a cruise.
Right.
Y'all.
Crazy.
Y'all love your kids.
What is your thinking? And from the story, she, I think, was FaceTiming or had a nanny cam or something in the house. But if you've ever been on a cruise, you know that reception is sketchy.
Spotty Wi-Fi.
Man, it's certain days and certain times that you get Wi-Fi. So what if the kids needed mama? I mean, first of all, why are you leaving?
What were they eating?
Yeah,
what
were too,
they?
What was it? Too young. Too young.
No. The stench of urine from the news story was so strong, which neighbors said they've been watching her for a while and saw her leave with luggage.
Bags and suitcases, yeah, and the kids wasn't with her.
And the kids weren't with her, and then they realized they heard, you know, kids in the apartment, they smelled this urine, so they asked for a well check, you know, a wellness check, and that's when police came to the house and found what they found.
Kids
first
by
off,
themselves.
There's 6 and 8, and the house smelled like urine, like that's probably how the house was kept,
right.
Number one.
Right, because I don't, do 6 and 8 year olds pee in the carpet?
Ain't no diapers at six and eight at all.
Mm-hmm. It had to be something else going on.
You're in elementary school.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
That's great.
Everybody's kids are different. My kids was learning the bathroom by 1 and 2.
Absolutely.
No, everybody's kids is learning the bathrooms between 1 and 2.
Yeah, my daughter was a preemie, and she was learned by one. That's how my mother would say it. She was learned by one. Uh-huh. She was taught by one. You know what I mean?
But I don't know. Maybe she had somebody, and they changed their mind, and she was like, I'm still going to go. I just don't. Yeah. I don't get the reason.
So is the empathy for the mom, or is the empathy for the kids? Because it's a little triggering for me when I hear it. Like, again, I don't like villainizing my parents, but we was left. And I was the oldest. It had brothers and sisters.
And how old were you, though?
How old
were you, like 12 or 13, right?
When my mom joined the circus. I was an eighth grader.
See, but you're older. I mean, not that you should have, that should have been it, but you're not eight. You know what an 8 year old
the
with the mindset of an 8 year old.
And then all I can think of is them trying to cook and burning themselves or having hot water spill on them.
What are they eating?
You don't have nobody?
Well, first of all, you cruising and having a good time.
Nobody. Neighbor, cousin, friend.
I know we're sounding a little judgy.
Family member.
I mean, come on.
We're a little judgy.
I'm concerned about the kids. I am.
Right.
Man. I am, for sure. 1,000%. All right, y'all, stick around. We got more on the way. It's Get Up Morning.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
You heard from us.
Now let's hear from you.
I'm so excited, really, because I got ruined. I didn't expect it.
The Get Up poll is on.
Get Up Morning.
All right, we know. You know we love adding you to the conversation. So, Cheryl, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, we were just talking about the story in Texas where the mother left her children, right? And this story has us all praying for children who've been neglected, right? And it just, but I love the ending of the story says that the children are with family and are safe, you know? So, you know, that's one of the ends of the story is that, you know, they didn't have to place them in the system. So we thank God for that. But I'm, you know, that made me think, well, where were you guys before? Did you not see, you know what I mean? Like, I want to hear her side.
But she could have not told nobody. Like, we can't just. And I just want to say, you know, I'm 52 now. I'm grown. I got 5 kids. And what happened to me when I was young? The trauma. I went to counseling. I went to everything. I don't want my parents listening to the show and be like, he always talk about what we did. They was young, and you know, I'm better now, but. That's just me saying, just in case my mom's still listening.
So you won't get a beat.
It's a part of your story.
It's a part of your story.
Right.
And I think that when you look at who and how you are now, you see God's grace on you and your mom.
Thank God.
You see God's grace that you guys are well and smart and healthy.
And that
families.
We can laugh about it. Like, I can laugh. Like, it make everybody else uncomfortable.
But no parent is happy when they know. Like, my mom is that way. We, you know, certain songs we'll sing and we'll talk about growing up or being poor. And my mom, it just doesn't. it don't sit well with
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel good when you, you know, feel like you've parented
You've done
wrong.
All you can. You thought yes. you did what you thought was right. You know what I mean? And that's
but
when
she
you
knew
say,
this
Griff,
she knew this wasn't right, though.
I was going to say, yes. Griff says something, though. Are we sad for the parent? Because what is in you that makes you do something like this? Like,
there's no maternal yes. instincts. You
well,
don't have
right.
any
was she
maternal
that fatigued?
Instincts.
Was she that fatigued? Was she that tired? Was she that
yes.
overwhelmed?
She's
was she that stressed
yes.
out? You know, did she just need a moment? Like,
yes,
if I
Erica.
Don't go, I'm going to break. Was it?
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know,
what was
know.
It? So, you know, yeah. And so with compassion, because we're believers, my heart does go out for her as well. Or was she just pure evil? You know what I mean? So
you don't know.
You just don't know. But the story just, you know, really did something for us. And the headlines are like this everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like I can just pull, you know, stories
this is
as
not
we
an
report
isolated,
them.
Unique story.
But
yes.
what happens in stories like these is that we feel sorry for the woman. And then mm-hmm. and then they show videos of her on the cruise.
Right.
Oh,
and the
selfies. It's hard to have compassion.
And the videos
it's
is
hard to get sad.
All the way turned up.
If you're having a margarita and you twerking,
knowing
I can't.
The sister. Babies is at the house. Now, sister. If you were sitting around stressed the whole cruise and I can't
right.
get off right
you're
here, then, but,
with
I mean, you know.
Postpartum, your kids
in
are
the end,
eight, but.
You learn parenting from your parents in your best way. Mm-hmm. And young people have, you know. My parents were teenagers when they had me. I wouldn't wish that on my kids. I wouldn't
right.
want my kids to be parents as kids.
My mom like, had nine kids with no money, on
right.
welfare, a raggedy
Come
car,
on.
In a two-bedroom apartment.
Come on.
Right.
Like, how in the world was she getting us to school, getting us dressed, getting us
yeah.
homework? We
living.
Were required.
How
like,
was she mm-hmm. living?
She didn't yeah. have no nannies, no housekeepers,
and
she didn't go on vacation.
How about that?
So, right. I, you know...
For you, it's like no excuse. Like, really, like...
Right.
Right. Same here. I mean, I just feel like... I mean, we're different parents. My husband and I, my son had his first child at 21, and I really didn't want that for him because mm-hmm. I was like, I really want you to mature. And it matured him. So
yes.
God had a plan, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It, you know, so he took that as a learning experience, and now he's an amazing father, right? And mm-hmm. I love that for him. But you're right. You're growing yourself. You're learning yourself. You're raising yourself while you're raising children.
Right.
And so I don't even know if that was this mother's situation, but I
and,
do know
and,
that
and,
it's a
and,
I mean, I hate that for the baby.
I was a very, very, very mature 8-year-old. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I could take care
right,
of myself.
Right.
I could
there,
take
yes.
care of my brothers and sisters. So not making that as an excuse. You know, me and my mom's relationship, I knew when she was gone, I had to handle everything. So it was.
There are kids that are that way.
Right.
My son is 13, but he is the one. If the other cousins are here, they're like, if Wolsey is here, we're good. Because
right.
he's solid. He's going to make a good. He's responsible.
He's solid.
So you know when you have that kid. But we want to know 877-242-2426. Where's your empathy for the kids, for the mom? What upsets you? What triggers you when you hear mm-hmm. this story of this mom? What do you think about this mom? We just want to know your thoughts today. 877-242-2426. 877-242-2426. Prayers for the mom and prayers for the kids and prayers for the family. Y'all give us a call.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
You heard from us.
Now let's hear from you.
I'm so excited, really, because I got through and I didn't expect it.
The Get Up poll is on.
Get Up Morning.
Listen, today we are talking about the mother in Texas who was charged with abandonment and arrested after she left her two children, 6 and 8, at home alone while she went on a cruise. We're trying to understand, you know, empathy for the mother, empathy for the children. But we just want to know what you think in the Get Up charge. Crazy situation. And yes, we're supposed to take care of our kids, but single mom, you know. I want to know what y'all think and how y'all feel. Let's go to the phones and talk to Barbara in North Carolina. Hey, Barbara, what do you think about the situation?
Hey, good morning, everybody. I was a latchkey kid, so I had the responsibility getting in and getting my homework done and a mm-hmm. snack. And mm-hmm. I don't want to, you know, seem judgmental, pointing fingers, but quite irresponsible. You guys raised a lot of good questions in your conversation, and mine was, where was family access that have them now, were they available to take them while she went on her vacation.
Right.
I did want to get some time away, me time, mom time, all of that. But where were they when you could have left them with them? And now risking losing your kids.
Your kids.
You know, if your family don't take them, they're going in the system, and they may not end up together, you know, in foster care, subsequently being adopted. So we're going to keep them in prayer. As
absolutely.
I also suggested. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Have a good day.
You as well. God
okay.
bless.
All right, let's go to H-Town and talk to Potty, which can't be her real name at all. But we're going to say, Potty, what do you think about this get-up, Bo?
Oh, yeah. I feel like she was very selfish. Like, I was a latchkey kid myself. Like, but my mom had certain things in place when she would leave us. Like, we would have, like, my auntie or somebody. Mm-hmm. We couldn't go stay with them because, you know, she had all her kids, but she would come and check on us, and we would know who to call, you know, if anything was to happen. But I feel like with this situation, that was just very selfish. Like I would never leave my kids alone to go on vacation.
Six, seven days.
Yeah, 7 days. Like, that's crazy. You know? You know, I can't wrap my brain around that. Like,
right.
I could never imagine that. Like, I have an 8-year-old son, and I know his mind frame. Even though we think our kids are brilliant and they're so smart,
man,
like,
that's true.
They're still kids.
They're trying to jump off
the refrigerator.
Thank you for calling today.
We appreciate you. Have a good one, sis.
Yes, thank y'all.
Armani from Jacksonville is on the line. Hey, Armani, how do you feel about this situation?
I will say I'm glad for the awareness, because being a teacher of third graders at 8-year-old, you see kids taking care of their younger first, second grade siblings. And they make sure they get on the metro bus, make sure they get to school, make sure they get back home, prepare dinner. And it'll bring some type of awareness for parents that have done it before, 1, 2, 3 times, gotten away with it. And now you see that story, you're like, oh, I'm going to second guess doing this. And sometimes parents do need a break. We need to get away. And that's fair. But when you see that story, it's like, okay, I won't step away from my kids. I'll bring them with me. I'll try to get some type of relief and try to find some resource. So I hope this is just learning
a wake-up call.
Mom, she goes through all of those trainings. And for those people that do it, that they see, I'm not going to do this because it's going to be next.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing with us today. Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you, guys.
Listen, so we don't want to beat this mom up, but it is, as a parent, it is your job to take care of your children. We don't know all the details, but we do know, show that I think the kids are safe and with
that's
the family.
That's right. Yep. News sources says that the kids are now safe in the care with of relatives. So we thank God that they didn't have to go into the system.
Absolutely. Prayers for her and prayers for her children. Mm-hmm. Get up mornings, y'all.
You're listening to Get Up.
Mornings with Erica Campbell. Get up in the morning.
Get up in the morning. Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, loving Jesus and loving you on a thankful Thursday, April the 18th. Griffington, what you got?
Did you know that 1 in 8 people have worked at McDonald's? Yep. They went there for a job and found a whole lot more, too good to pass up. And with the McDonald's Online High School Program, 82,500 people receive access to education. With the support of Archways to Opportunity, many develop business skills and know how that ignited their entrepreneurial spirit. And using those same skills, they mentor employees and give back to their community. Now that's what's up. There's a lot of power in that 1 in 8. 1 in 8 have worked at McDonald's, and where you start stays with you.
All right, good people, coming up 11 minutes after the hour is the ENG True Hollywood Bible Story. It's a good one. David and Saul featuring Jordan Armstrong. You don't want to miss it. Plus, we've got the trending topics with Cheryl Jackson. And Griff will give us a quick sports minute. Music from Jordan Armstrong, Latrice Pace, and Dorinda Clark Cole. Here he is, Jordan Armstrong, with you on Get Up Morning.
Say, kids.
What time is it?
Story time.
Yes.
The ENG True Hollywood Bible Story.
It's in the book
on Get Up Morning.
Hollywood-ing.
Yes, you know this is our fave, the E&G True Hollywood Bible Story. Griff, tell them which one it is today.
It is out of 1 Samuel 19, I believe. And it is when God gave Saul an evil spirit.
Uh-oh.
It's David.
Here it is on Get Up Mornings.
Oh, man. Such a great morning today.
You know what? I was thinking of this song. I think the last few words of that song just came up. Wow. I think, okay, so every... Where's my pen? Where's my feather? Where's my feather? Ah, here it is. Okay. I'm just going. Every time I hit your line, you come through on time. Oh, God, that's good. Oh, man. Check this out. I think I may just go and sing this for the king. Oh, my God. The king will love this song. Oh, my goodness. I got to get out of here. Where's my stuff? Oh, my goodness. Where's my harp? I need my harp. I have to have my harp. The king is going to love this.
Meanwhile, in the palace, an evil spirit from the Lord came upon King Saul.
Yeah, I came in the kitchen for something. Oh, being king is... I came in here, I left there, I walked in here. Man, all of a sudden, I am mad. I just feel... you know what? Out, stupid cups and stupid saucers. I need somebody to yell at. This don't make no sense. I got this giant castle. Ain't nothing going on. Ain't no TVs in here. Cause somebody invented TV. I'm just mad. Right. Let me go to my... Let me stomp to my throne. Cause I'm mad. I was happy a minute ago, but now I'm mad.
Please, Your Majesty.
Boy,
peace
you
be still.
Calm down.
Hold on a second. Here come stupid David. Let him in. Let him in.
Your Majesty, Your Majesty,
David.
Oh my goodness, I have a song for you that you are going to love. I hope this song bless you. It is so good. I'm so excited about it.
Okay, calm down, David. Let me hear it. Go ahead.
Every time I hit your line, you come through on time. Every day you cross my mind. When you with me, everything's
alright. Hold on one second. Somebody give me a spear.
Here you are, sire.
Okay, do it. Sing it again. Let me get my spear. One more. From the top.
Oh, my God. Every time I hit your line,
every time I hit
you
your
come
line,
through on time.
You come through on time.
Every day you cross my mind.
Every day you cross. How about cross this, David? David?
No!
How about this, David?
No!
Now
please.
Look at you! Give me another spear! Every time I cross my line! Get out of here! You make somebody sick! Oh, now he want to jump out the window.
God.
You better jump out the window, David. You better. So mad. Stupid song. Every time I close my eyes. Get out of here, David. I'm so mad.
Saul tried to pin David to the wall with his spear, but David eluded King Saul, and that night made his good escape.
Every time I hit your line, you come through all night.
Didn't I tell him don't play? He's just going to play it again. Guards!
Man, that was so good.
That was awesome. Vinos, let's go.
So much talent here on Get Up Mornings.
I love it. I love it. Thank you. Big shout out to Jordan Armstrong. Listen, y'all know we just want you to read the Word of God.
That's
get
all.
Into the book.
Yeah.
You'll hear things and be like, oh, I didn't know that story was in there, because you may read one verse or another verse, but read it all. Read chapters and really get into the stories, and it comes alive in a different way. All right, y'all, stick around. Trending Topics is up next on Get Up Mornings.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Get Up Mornings
with Erica Campbell.
Find out what everybody's talking about right now.
Taking over the web.
What is it?
It's Trending Topics, up to the minute.
Cheryl, tell us what's trending.
Absolutely. So this combination of Gayle King and Charles Barkley, I don't know about, but they actually canceled the show, so I guess folk didn't know about it either.
Gail King, Charles Barkley, CNN series has come to an end. Griff, did you watch it?
Not 1 minute of it. See an Instagram highlight.
I was like, the combination.
I think you need a positive and a negative. You can't have two people who fuss and pick things apart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think the conversation has to go back and forth. It can't just go one way, you know?
Right.
You need a straight person. You need a...
It was called King Charles. It aired on its final episode last week, though. So.
No, Gail King
as in Gail King and then Charles Barkley.
Yeah, they did a play.
But it does sound like it was solely his with King Charles. Yeah.
And that's why people was like, we cool.
And you know what? But here's the thing. CNN said it was only supposed to be a limited series anyway. But if it had great ratings, they would have held on to
Absolutely.
It. So they ended up saying, you know, the ratings was kind of lackluster. But Gail King says this won't be the last time she's working with him. She really, really enjoyed it. And so did he. So we'll see how it pans out. But
did they market it well? You know, sometimes our shows don't get the same marketing and people actually don't even know.
Right. Didn't even know it was on. I ain't know. I thought it was coming.
Right.
Like, when you said it was happening and I had read about it and then never heard nothing else about it. I watched.
And you being a sports guy, it really wasn't about sports. It was about, you know, straight news, but it was their perspective of it. So I was like, why Charles Barkley? But okay. Anyway, thank you guys for the show. Here's Tatiana Ali is doing something amazing too. She celebrates Black Maternal Health Month, right? By launching a quilt line. I love this. And the quilts are really beautiful. She's now added seamstress and entrepreneur to her resume and selling these quilt. It's helping us bring awareness to Black Maternal Health Week. Now, the quilts have little sayings on it about it, and I'm big on Black maternal health because our babies are dying at alarming rates. Birth rates are really low when it comes to African American women and women of color, and so this was bringing attention to it. But the quilts are so nice. I love quilts anyway because it's cultural.
I'm a quilt person. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. I like a nice quilt.
Not too heavy. Make them so.
Not too light.
Right.
You know, them old grandma just ones that felt like a dental. It felt like one of those dental x-ray.
That's a heavy blanket.
Exactly.
Look at you.
Right. But so, yeah, I love that she's doing that and bringing awareness to Black Maternal Health Month this month. And finally, we have to honor the maestro. It's going to be called an anthem of praise at Yale University. It is their latest salute to gospel music. And this time they're saluting Richard Smallwood.
Very nice.
Yep. It's an evening celebrating the music of Richard Smallwood, gospel luminaries like Tremaine Hawkins, Karen Clark Sheard, B.B. Winans, The Walls Group, John Holiday is all going to be joining forces with the Smallwoods Ensemble Vision and New Haven Area Community Choir to do this huge tribute that's going to take place at Yale. In fact, it's happening tonight and tomorrow. They did this with the Clark sisters as well. And this one is called The Anthem of Praise, A Salute to Richard Smallwood. So congratulations to Richard. He deserves that and more.
Absolutely.
Erica, so you almost an illuminary.
What, Griff?
What is happening?
I don't know.
Congratulations, Richard. All right, Griff, you're up next.
Because we don't know what you were just talking about. Sports,
with
sir.
Sports.
In the game, it's Griff's Get Up Sports Minute.
Thanks, Cheryl. And Erica. I hate the homies. Episode 95 is out right now. If you want to be kind of mad, go to I Hate the Homies IG and see what Super Dave has to say about women leading anything. How about that? All right, in the NBA, Kobe White, not spelled like the Kobe that you know. Kobe White had 42 points for the Chicago Bulls, and they eliminated the Atlanta Hawks 131-116. Atlanta Hawks streak of going to 3 playoff consecutively, back-to-back-to-back is over now. They are eliminated. The 76ers just got past the Heat, 105-104. Jimmy Butler played on a bad knee all game. So now Chicago and Miami for the whoever win, keep going game, and that's on Friday. I'm not a fan of the play-in, but I like it now. That's all I'm going to say. I'm Griff, and that's your quick sports minute. Cheryl with the birthdays and the Illuminati.
Thank you, Chris. Not too many celebrity birthdays today. Robert Hooks is his birthday. And, well, if it's your birthday, happy birthday.
All right, there it is there, ladies and gentlemen, the trending topics. And Griff in the quick sports minute. Y'all stick around. We got more on the way on Get Up Mornings.
Get up. Cause you can't stop. Get up. Got a lot to do. 24 hours. Almost on. Get up.
You're listening to Get Up
Mornings with Erica Campbell.
Good morning, good people. It's Get Up Mornings. I'm Erica Campbell, and we are at the end of our time. It's been a great morning, as per usual. We love the Get Up Church. Cheryl and Griff, what'd you love about the show today?
Man, first off, I love the Erica-ism when you talked about the legends. I could really feel your heart on that. And I feel the same way for those who've paved the way, whether it's ministry, you know, church mother, whatever. The legends who've paved the way, you always have to have a heart for them. And,
yes.
You know, just humble yourself in their presence. And,
for
of course,
sure.
This Get Up poll was really, really good as well.
Ooh.
So I think we had a great, great show. I'm like Griff. I love all the things.
All
of Get
the
Up
things.
Mornings.
Griff, what about you, sir?
The ENG True Hollywood Bible Story with Jordan Armstrong.
Yeah.
A brand new
absolutely.
One. The production on that by Vinos was amazing. And the Get Up poll actually triggered me so much. I'm calling my therapist as soon as I get off air.
Wow. Listen, well, that's what it's for. We understand life be happening and things come up and you deal with and you process as best you can. We're all on a quest to be healed and to be better and to understand and, you know, to go through things until it gets, until, you know, life kind of numbs it a little bit and you get better. That's what we want you to be better. Let's end with a word of prayer. God, we thank you and we praise you for this day. You are good and your mercy endureth forever. You've done so much. You've brought us through so much. So many valleys, so many mountains, so many victories. And so we thank you, God. Help us to remember, testify to ourselves of the goodness of God. So when the enemy comes in, Lord, you will lift up a standard against him. And let us know the truth of God. We walk in victory, that we are healed, whole, and complete from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We will not look back. We will not go backwards. We are moving forward in the victory of Jesus Christ and all that you've done in us, for us, and through us. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank God. Amen.
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 So,
amen.
Erica,
all right.
If anybody missed any of today's show the previous shows, go to getuperica.com, click on the podcast link, and check out the recap.
Absolutely. All right, guys. We'll be back tomorrow. Faith walking.
Love talking.
Enjoy living.
On Get Up Mornings. Bye, everybody.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.